Well, great day, everyone. Welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins. I am a regional coordinator in this amazing business, and I am blessed and honored, privileged even, to be one of those who bring you this morning's Mojo Call and one who is called on to do this. And I don't take it for granted. I always get these butterflies in my stomach and a little bit of trepidation. And if my sister Judge Charmin Monroe is on the line. She's a Toastmaster, and one of the founding members of Toastmasters used to say that we don't seek to let you get rid of the butterflies in Toastmasters. We just seek to have them flying in formation. So with the butterflies going in my stomach, let's get started. As often, there's a great book that we are introduced to by the people who bring these wonderful mojos to us. And today I'm listening to an audiobook by one of my favorites. He probably is my all-time favorite personal motivator, none other than Mr. Jim Rohn. Now, Jim Rohn did some amazing work. He has lots of written materials and lots of fabulous audio materials. The one that I'm listening to is an audio, and it's titled The Power of Ambition. I'm listening to it on Audible, in case you're wondering. The Power of Ambition. And what I love about Jim Rohn is he's always matter of fact. He tells you like it is. He gives you great examples. And in this Power of Ambition, this audio take, it's 12 chapters long. And I just want to hit highlights from chapter 3 of this book, The Power of Ambition. Now, in chapter 3, he talks about self-direction. Self-direction, he said, really is self-expression. It's how we express ourselves. So that when we express ourselves, you know, you've heard the thing, express yourself. Well, it's about saying who you are and showing who you are. But what it really does is it shows your direction. So he says self-expression is self-direction. And in this power of ambition, he defines this. He says, ambition is the result of self-direction. And self-direction, he says, is one of the six principles for building ambition. So let's look at this self-direction a little closely and see what we can take from Mr. Jim Rohn. He says that direction determines destination. Well, anybody who's ever traveled knows that that's true. The direction that you're going in, it determines where you end up. All of the disciplines that he says I am currently engaged in are taking me in a direction. But the question is, are these disciplines, and there are many things that you and I are doing at any one time, are all of these disciplines that we're engaged in taking us in the direction that we want to go? We have to really focus on that. He says, you got to take charge. Am I doing the disciplines that will take me in the direction I want to go? It's a very simple question. One of the things Dr. Phil would say to people on his show all the time is, they would explain what they're doing or where they are, and he would look at them and say, how's that working for you? Well, it's a similar question here. If you don't like where you are, then you have to change the direction. If you don't make the plans on your own, then what happens is you'll end up fitting into somebody else's plans. And one of the things that Jim Rohn says is, if you are falling into somebody else's plans, guess what they have planned for you? Not much. Am I driving what I want to drive? Yes. Am I living where I want to live? Am I doing what I want to do? Or am I driving what I don't want to drive? Or am I living where I don't want to live? Or am I doing what I don't want to do? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. And what about, he says, the thief that's in our own minds? Don't become a victim of ourselves. He says, I can't become a victim of myself. I have to ask myself these questions. Is this the direction I want for my life? Or is it someone else's direction? Is It's a goal that I have ingrained in my mind since childhood. Is it my parents? Is it my spouses? Is it my bosses? Or is it my children's goals that I'm fighting for? Is it mine? Get into the debate of your inner mind, he says. Work with your mind to figure out the best direction for yourself. It must be my direction. It has to be your direction. And as soon as you turn in a new direction, you've got an excellent chance of getting to a new destination. But you first must turn. Now, self-direction, he says, has two components. The first component of positive self-direction, he says, is self-knowledge. This is knowing who you are and what you want to do with your life. Knowing how you feel about yourself, that's a big deal. Self-knowledge has a lot to do with your philosophy. This has a lot to do with your attitude and how you feel about yourself, how you feel about life, how you feel about your direction, how you feel about others around you. It's your attitude. You must gather enough information to know what works for you. So it's trial and error, trial and error. You try this, it works. You try this, it doesn't. You trial and error. Something Mr. Solomon says all the time is, the law of large numbers will never fail you. You got to try a lot of stuff, and eventually you'll find what works for you. And the second component of self-direction is self-preparation. This is being ready for the opportunities when they show up in your life. Being ready for the sales or the peaking call. Being ready for the meeting, the presentation, the BOM that will change your life. Being ready for all of it and having an expectation that it will come. If you only have a few IBOs, that's the time to sharpen your communication skills of getting in touch with each and every one of them. Don't wait till you get a big team to try to gather it all together. Getting prepared, giving the most of your heart and your soul to those when you only have a few on your team, that's the way to happen. Set up the lanes and be totally absorbed when there are just a few. That way, when you have more, you already have a system in place. Positive self-interest says, pay close attention to just a few dollars, to just a few IBOs, to just a few customers, to just a few whatever. The Bible has a quote that says, despise not small beginnings. Really know where all of your thoughts and everything comes from and know where you want to go. Set up these disciplines and set them up so that when the amounts are small, you're on point, so that when the amounts get big, you'll be able to handle it. If you can't handle small, you can't handle big. That's just a law of the land. If you can't manage something small, if you can't manage a small team, then you can't manage a big one either. The greatest value in life, he says, is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become. We're always becoming something. So this is about personal development. Now, in the last few moments that I have left, I want to talk about self-preparation, because preparation is really, I believe, the key. Self-preparation, he says it has two benefits. The first benefit of self-preparation is that it moves you toward your goal. You already have a goal in mind. You already know what pin position you want. You already know what point total, how many customers, how many services you want. You already know what promotion, whether you want to be RD, RVP, SVP, SVP Platinum, you know where you want to go. By getting ready, you're moving closer to your goals. The second major benefit of self-preparation is that it refuels your ambition. Your activity refuels your ambition. The things that you are doing today are getting you ready for tomorrow. That's either negatively or positively. I'll say that again. The things that you are doing today are getting you ready for tomorrow. So you have to make sure that the things you're doing today are getting you ready for the tomorrow that you want to have. You know that you're getting closer every day. Ambition must be kept alive. You have to keep active to keep ambition alive. Continue to move forward. Otherwise, you're just daydreaming. Be prepared. Get ready. People talk about luck. Well, preparation, they say, is where luck meets opportunity. I'm not sure I said that right. Anyway, there are three steps to self-preparation, he says. The first step is this self-preparation is consider carefully where the next opportunity that you're looking for that will help you reach your goal will come from. Where is it going to originate? Is it networking with your colleagues? Is it the next person that you'll call? Is it reading the last book you bought, he says, the book that is still sitting on your shelf waiting to give you the answers? Where is this opportunity going to come from? Will it come from you taking the time to think it out? He says, if you don't know, then what you should do is, for every major goal you have in your mind, take out a separate sheet of paper. Write that goal down at the top of that piece of paper, and then start listing all of the reasonable resources, every possible place, resource that it might come from to help you reach that goal. And then classify each of those resources. This is a sure bet. This one I'm sure I can count on. This one, it's 50-50. This one, not so much. But write it all down. And then classify all of those sources that will help you reach that goal. Do that for every major goal. Write it out. The second step to self-preparation is make sure you know what you need to do to be prepared for what opportunities that will come. What do you need to do when you're going up to peek a person? You need to have a script. You need to know what you're going to say. What do you need to be able to do when a person says, I want to get started? How do I do that? What do I do? What do I do when they want to become a customer? How do I handle that? You have to know what to do. Take the sure things first. If a person says, I want to sign up, Mr. Solomon says all the time, sign them up immediately. Ms. Gabriel says, don't mess around. If they say, I want to sign them up right now. If they say, I want to be a customer, get them right now. Not tomorrow, not an hour from now, right now. Figure out what you need to do to be prepared to make it happen. Training, mentoring, coaching, whatever it takes. Break down your preparation into concrete steps. Make sure you know exactly what you have to do to take advantage of the opportunity when it comes your way. Be prepared. Go through your entire list of goals and resources. Start with the sure bets first and work your way down the line. Get ready for the opportunities before they come your way. You don't have time to get ready when they're standing at the door. The third step in this method of self-preparation is do all you can to make each opportunity likely to happen. Expedite the opportunity. After you've determined what you have to do to be prepared, see what you can do to make it happen faster, to expedite the process, to make it happen more quickly. Is it making more phone calls, doing more presentations? What is it that you can do? What can you do to increase the likelihood of this opportunity? And use these methods over and over again. Carefully consider where the next opportunity you're reaching for will come. Make sure you know what you need to do to be prepared when the opportunity comes. And then do all you can to make it happen quickly. You need to have a working knowledge to draw from. Continually work on yourself to get from where you are to where you want to be. This is personal development. He says, build a reservoir of thoughts, of ideas, of philosophies that are your own. Yeah, read the books. Yeah, get all the wonderful information. But build your own reservoir so that you have something to pull from, to draw from. Build, grow, change, get ready. Be prepared for a life worth living. And finally, he says, life is worth living if. There are four ifs that make life worthwhile, he says. Life is worthwhile if you learn. Nothing's worse than being stupid, he says. So it's worthwhile if you learn. Life is also worthwhile if you try. You've got to take what you've learned and put it into practice to see if I can do it, to see if I can do it. And do it again and do it again. Life is worthwhile if you stay. You have to learn how to stay until you see it through. Never quit, we always say. Stay until you finish something. And finally, number four, life is worthwhile if you care. Caring is a unique human experience that is all-encompassing. If you care, he says, you'll get some results. If you care enough, you'll get magnificent results. The four ifs that make life worthwhile. It's worthwhile if you learn, if you try, if you stay, and if you care. Again, the book is titled The Power of Ambition by Jim Rohn. I'm listening to the audio. My name is Don Hudgens. I pray you have a great, absolutely wonderful day. Bye.